Welcome to NaNoWriMo Every Month. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer. I'm the author of some 20 books, 34 short stories, and numerous articles and other things, and I am your guide on this journey to use NaNoWriMo to level up to professional output levels. Welcome to Day 28. As you're in the middle of the climax and the wrap-up and all that guff that goes along with the end of the book, you may find yourself bouncing off the end. Bouncing off the end really sucks, because every time you sit down to write, you may get more words down, but you don't make the kind of progress that you're expecting. Something about your subconscious is getting in the way of you finishing the book. And generally, it just feels like nothing's really working, and you can't quite put your finger on it. If this is happening to you, there are a couple of things that could be in play. The first thing that could be in play is that you've got a problem finishing things. You just don't like it, you're afraid to let it go. Finishing it up means that you then face rejection or disapproval, or you have to go through whatever process you've built up for yourself about how you handle books once you've finished writing them. And all of those things can build up to be this thing that you want to avoid, and so you get to the tail end of the book, and it just all grinds to a halt. If that's what's happening, you need to take a step back and figure out how to get out of your own way, because what you've got loaded on to the end of the book, emotionally, contingently, logistically, is too much. It doesn't matter how well it works or how rational it is. If it's screwing up your ability to end the book, it's got to change, because otherwise you're going to wind up losing years and years of your life over the next 20, 30, 40 years to this end-of-book problem. But there is another reason that you might find yourself bouncing off the end, and it can feel exactly the same as the first reason we just discussed. But this one is that your subconscious is telling you that something's not done. Something that you need to have in place for your end to come together isn't in place. This happened to me on a recent book. I bounced off the end 6 times. Each time I got all the way up to the end, I started to write the climax. And something happened, I ground to a stop at a different point each time. I went back a couple of chapters and I read forward, and I realized that in each of those cases there were threads that my subconscious was flagging because there were creative decisions I needed to make in order to be able to pull the end off. Sometimes I can go straight through an end and then go back and fix, but in this case my subconscious wanted everything in place before it would allow me to figure out how to work the end out. And when I finally did work the end out, it wound up being way the hell better than what I had in mind in the first place. If you're bouncing off the end for creative reasons, you need to listen to it. And that's when you go back to the technique of cycling, which we talked about in episode 14. Pull yourself out of the manuscript. If you've got an idea of what's missing, you've got an idea of where to go. If you don't, just pick a random spot, pop back a ways, and start reading through and touching things as you go, and let your subconscious sink down into the story again and figure out what it is that's missing. You'll be able to find it. Your subconscious knows what it's doing, and the more practice you get, the better it will get at this. But even if you're new, the fact that you've got so much exposure to story over the course of your life means that your subconscious knows when a story is working, and you can trust it to figure out how to fix it, without sitting there and graphing things out and doing any complex, deliberate problem solving. Problem with doing that is that you can accidentally break a lot of other things, because there are so many moving parts in most novels that it's literally physically impossible to keep all of the variables in your head while you solve the equation. Your subconscious, on the other hand, doesn't have that problem. This is, after all, the part of your brain that can do differential equations fast enough to put your hand in the air to catch a flying ball. And if you want to know how complex that process is, read Douglas Adams' Dirk Gently's Holistic Detective Agency. It's amazing. But your subconscious knows these things in a way that your prefrontal cortex never could. So this is one of those areas where you just have to trust it. So if you're bouncing off the end for reasons of getting bogged down in fear or self-criticism or anxiety or that kind of pressure, take the pressure off yourself, find a way to restructure the incentives, and go forward again. If you're bouncing off for creative reasons, Take a breath, go back in the manuscript, and let your subconscious play. One way or the other, you will reach the end, and then you'll have another book on your shelf. I'll see you tomorrow. NaNoWriMo Every Month is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and produced by Artistic Whispers Productions. Visit our website at NaNoWriMoEveryMonth.com and leave a tip in the tip jar to support this podcast. NaNoWriMo Every Month is copyright 2015 by J. Daniel Sawyer and Artistic Whispers Productions and released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License.